on, y'all. Y'all help me out right here.
Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate. To kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. Bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty.
Here we go, y'all.
One God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus. Strong and mighty.
Here we go, y'all.
Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hi, y'all. How's everybody tonight? It's good to be gathered in the house of God tonight. Amen. Did y'all come expecting? Somebody told me in a church one time, said expectation is a breeding ground for a miracle. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, you say that. Woo, you know what? I also learned that if you come to church and listen, you actually learn something. Imagine that. Hallelujah. But I tell you what I've learned more than anything else. I know my Savior loves me. Amen. I know He's got my back. And I know in my time of need and troubles, I know where I can go. Amen. Say, You are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. Say, You are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. Woo! Yes. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready for camp meeting? Amen. Hallelujah. I was just sharing a moment ago of, I remember my first camp meeting here. Oh, yeah. Oh, hallelujah is exactly right. Because I've seen some things that I've never seen before. Oh, yeah. And it's all good because it is written that we are to practice these things. That's in the Bible. And what I learned from that night has stuck with me to this night. Amen. And I know that if God worked back then, He's working now. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead, guys. First one. Yes. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together. Come on, y'all. Let's give the Lord some praise. Yes.
Holy is the Lord,
all mercy,
whole earth sing.
The whole earth sing.
Yes, we sing. Holy,
holy is God.
Whole
earth
sing.
The whole earth sing.
The whole earth sing.
The whole earth sing.
Today. I've been on my knees most of the day. I prayed a little bit, but I put a whole lot of towel down. But you know what? I got something out of my prayer. I sure did. I sure did. The God I serve is an awesome God.
Amen.
I said, the God I serve is an awesome God.
Amen.
Oh, now that's more like it. That's more like it, because I know that I'm not the only one he has his arms around. Amen. Oh, I know some people in here that's had bear hugs from the Lord. Ain't that right, Dad? Ain't that right, Dad? Yes, sir. Hallelujah. God is so good. He gives sight to the blind. He makes the lame walk. And we know that he raises the dead.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
We know for a fact he raised the dead. Hallelujah. Woo! I have to say hallelujah one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Ah. Woo! Just a moment, y'all. I got to catch my breath. Hallelujah. Woo. Go ahead, guys. Yeah. What name? Yeah. Let it play that one more time before we do it. Come on, kids.
La, la, la. will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name,
and yours is the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power that gave me, and your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory,
yours is the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power that gave me, and your love is all I ever needed.
When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Call on the name of Jesus.
Bye.
You know, the other day, I was working along, and this thought come to me. When I stand before my Father, what am I going to say to Him? I mean, what am I actually going to say to my Lord? Yeah. I stood there speechless. Imagine me, didn't have nothing to say. And then this thought crossed my mind. All my bad things are forgiven. The blood's got that covered. Hallelujah. Oh, well, I mean, you know, that's something to think about. What are you going to tell Jesus? What could we possibly tell the Lord that He don't already know?
Right.
Now, that's what I'm saying. But you know what? We're going to have to stand there one day. We are going to be face to face with Him. The blood covered it all. That's the whole conversation. The blood covered it all. So I know that I'm good. I know what comes for me will be nothing but righteousness. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God Almighty, I tell you, it just I'm like, wow, what do you say? And then those things come to me. It's almost as if somebody's divinely put that in there. Oh, it's covered by the blood. It's covered by the blood. Ain't that good? Ain't that all right? Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Feeling good tonight? I know I am. I don't know about y'all, but I come expecting, amen? I come expecting to get something out of this, and I'm ready for it. I am ready for it.
Waited for this day, we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, a waking desire, will burn our hearts with truth.
You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart. Every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, feeling every part of our praise.
mighty river flowing from your heart, healing every part of our prayer.
Open up the heavens,
open up the heavens. We want to see you open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, healing every part of our prayer.
Has he opened up the heavens? Amen. How many times has he opened things up for us and we didn't pay a bit of attention to it? Oh my gosh, hallelujah.
Let me share something.
We have.
That phrase, Lord, unveil our eyes. There are things in our lives that, you know, that's like the enemy has got them hid back here in his closet. And when I see that phrase, Lord, unveil our eyes, it's like, God, show us. It's not that he hasn't made the way, and it's not that he doesn't want to, but the spirit of deception and lies and heartache and all this kind of stuff keeps you close. And the Lord says, I want you to see me. And when I sing that phrase, I see the veil rent from top to bottom, and it going, Lord, unveil our eyes tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come upon us in a mighty, mighty way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. We receive your glory, the glory coming up from the inside of each one of us and manifesting itself as we put it together. We're two or more gathered in my name, your glory, the manifestation of your presence. And I thank you, Father God, you open our eyes to see to see the truth. It may be a fact, but that doesn't mean it's the truth. Because if it's not what the word says, it's not the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. You know, we're at a point in our service where we're going to take the offering up. And I say this time and time again, that I know the God I serve is bigger than we are. And I know the God I serve, we can't outgive him. So, you know, we can open up our hearts and sow accordingly. And I'm quite sure the good Lord will, like it says in the book of Malachi, open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a big blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the offerings tonight, Lord God. I know people give from their hearts, Lord God, and I know you blessed them mightily. Now, Lord God, once again, I ask you just to bless the givers and bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen. I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sounds of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us. Lives in us.
He lives
in us.
promises are true in His strength. There is nothing we can do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when He speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us.
He lives in me.
know, it's taken me a long time to get from learning what Christianity is and taking that step to where you'll work outside of the box. Now let me say that clearer. To where you don't mind what people say about you because you don't care where you're at. You'll let the words of the Lord come right on out. Amen. I mean, we have to get out of our comfort zones to reach people. And the good Lord has done so many things in my life. He's put me in front of a lot of people. And how dare me turn my back on God when there's a person that I may be able to lead to the Lord. Amen. That is right. I know the God I serve. He is the King of Glory.
Yes.
Amen. I know the God I serve. He instilled the same power in me. I know the God I serve. When I call on the name of Jesus, I know that is the only name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Can I share a story real quick?
The God I serve. Amen. I love it.
I actually got back from a mission trip not too long ago. Me and CJ went to a convention called World Changers, and we did construction work, but that was just the platform to get the gospel out to people. And we got into our church van, and we went to like this strip mall, and we preached, well, to anybody, really. And after we got home, we would always have like the preacher preach his sermon and encourage us to go out and share some more. And one of his stories, his wife was out at a park, and this Muslim woman had her little boy there, and she had her little boy, and they were both fighting with each other. And so the woman, his wife, got her kid and took it over to the Muslim woman, and instead of yelling at this woman, she said, "You have a beautiful son." And that just led into a big conversation, and somehow she invited this Muslim woman into her home. And she went to her house, and she took her wrap off of her face, and she said, "I'm so humbled that you asked me to come into your home, because since I've been in America for 5 years, no one has talked to me." And where we were, 8 out of 10 people do not know the gospel of Christ. And you don't have to go to Indiana to find people like that. You can do it here. So just walking by people, don't be afraid.
Thank you, Lord. You know, I'm proud of this establishment. That is a teenager. She is on a mission. She's serving the Lord, amen? And I tell you what, right there is the future. We don't know if we could possibly be spawning the next president, the next vice secretary, or who knows what we're spawning here, amen? And not only here, any church that has kids and are leading them in the right direction, that is what it's all about. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'll leave that alone. Are you enjoying yourself so far? You know, it's always great to be in the house of God, amen? Oh, hallelujah. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. One more time. Let everyone out great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty? Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate is the feet of open grace. Sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Over everything, there is one King. He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. There is one God. He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King. He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty.
Satan has tried to knock me down, but he's a liar and the truth is an enemy, because God will pick me up every time. And I want you to know, I've been trying to get my house ready to put on the market to sell, and every time I do one thing, Satan tries to do something different. And God said, you will sell your home. And Satan cannot conquer you, because I have the victory in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ and worship, pay me if you begin. Amen. We're so honored tonight. I won't go into little details of how God set Connie and Jim and to come, but God always has a way of dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Amen. So I knew it was time for them to come back this year. I believe they've got a word for the church, a word for you tonight. And I'll tell you how I got to know Sister Debbie. Jim and Connie was going to have her and...